guy, Don Reed, from Gila River Indian Community, to talk about how they have used their recycling program to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. And you'll hear Skye mention that reducing greenhouse gas emissions, while it was an important objective of their program, they were actually able to focus and connect their program to the tribal priorities that we saw come from the earlier question, such as economic development and health. Skye?
Can you hear me?
Yes, can hear you.
Okay, here we go. Okay.
And we now see your presentation.
Okay, I know there's a slight delay. Okay. I am Skye Don Reed. I'm the Environmental Quality Project Associate for the Gila River Indian Community.
Skye?
Yes.
I'm having a hard time hearing. If you could speak more closely into the mic.
Okay.
Thank you. Perfect.
Okay. I'm going to share with you today our experience working or initiating a recycling program. I have worked with the Gila River Indian Community since 2007, and I've worked on several climate-related programs, including the air quality, water quality, and now waste program. I am, as I was reminded, my mother is Navajo. She's from the northern part of Arizona, and my dad is actually from the Gila River community, so I'm an enrolled member. GRIC began their full-fledged recycling program in 2010. A little about the Gila River Indian Community's background. It is homeland to the Acoma Otham and Peeposh people, that is the Pima and Maricopan tribes. Highlighted in the map, the Gila River community is circled. There's a few other facts listed below. We are the 10th largest nation in the United States and consist of 640 square miles. Background about the Department of Environmental Quality within the Gila River community. We have four regulatory programs, including air quality, pesticides, water quality, and waste. And the waste program is the largest program. We have in total 25 full-time employees, and we also include educational and environmental outreach and several in all of these programs, and host events throughout the year. The programs here with the asterisk, as highlighted on the bottom, do include climate elements. A timeline of recycling initiatives with the Gila River within the community. In 1995, when the department was established, we had a cardboard recycling program, and this was really targeted toward the community departments and not so much focus on residents. In 2007, we carry that through with a paper recycling program. And with that, we worked with a third party, our private facility, to turn our paper material into. In 2008, we worked with an EPA program that was structured to be community-based, and it was really geared toward toxics reduction. It took our staff out to the community and provided us with some information to provide to community members and to really connect with them and ask community members what their primary environmental concern would be. Although it didn't come out to be anything toxics related in particular, it went to recycling. A lot of people asked about recycling. When are we going to be getting it? Are we going to have blue bins like the outside cities? And that led us to putting a proposal together in 2009 for the Climate Showcase Communities program. And that provided us an opportunity to get resources to start a recycling initiative. So at the beginning of 2010, in January, we were able to provide a foundation to establish this residential recycling program. And this would be a recycling program geared toward the residential community, not only departments or public locations, but it would be for individual residents. This was also a key priority to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. A number of other objectives were listed or included in the proposal and include the solar energy feasibility study. We were able to provide support to our tribal projects development department, in which they were able to get one LEED certified building, which is highlighted or pictured here on the bottom. Of course, the building really isn't green, but that was included. It also provided LEED education. And we bought CFL bulbs and were able to go out to the community to exchange the incandescent bulbs. Our AIR program also conducted a baseline greenhouse gas emissions inventory. There were two key goals that were listed under the recycling program, and reducing costs that are paid to off-community landfills was one of the priorities, and also to reduce the waste stream. Although we had in mind that this would become a tool to reduce emissions of greenhouse gases and mitigate the effects of climate change, we found that, of course, relating cost and trash or garbage to the community, they were able to resonate better with these two top goals. And the picture here, really quickly, you can see the outline of the community. And also, letter A here in the middle is where Sacaton is located, and that was where we began our residential program. Letter B here, between Florence and Coolidge, that is where our key landfill is, and we take most of our trash to that landfill. And C at the very top, close to bordering Phoenix, is where our materials recovery facility is, where we take our recyclables now. With the establishment of our pilot recycling program came many objectives. One of the key things we had to do was create a working partnership with the Department of Public Works. They were able to get us to assess the need, where we were able to carry out a waste characterization study. The first one we did was in April 2010, and thereafter we did one every year. We began the program officially in District 3, Sacaton, as I had mentioned a little before. On the map here in the corner, District 3 is located in the southeastern area, and we were able to go to District 2, our neighboring residential community as well. Our department, the DEQ, was responsible for the educational component. We went out to the community to deliver why we wanted to recycle, provide some benefits. We gave out brochures, a magnet, a calendar, and whatnot. And we wanted people to remember to save clean material. We wanted clean paper, plastic, metal, glass, and of course, save natural resources. This slide here outlines a lot of the work that we had done. We had to coordinate partnerships and coordinate the activities. We had to work with the recycling center, the MRF, Materials Recovery Facility. They had actually provided an agreement for us for our pilot program. Of course, the Department of Public Works. We reached out to Community Housing Facilities Maintenance and the Community Services Department to have these key representatives be in the know about the program, what the program was about, why we wanted to implement it, and the benefits. Community outreach consisted of newspaper articles, billing statements, where we were able to provide those into Public Works information. We did door-to-door visits and numerous presentations throughout the community with key stakeholders, as listed in the slide. With the establishment of the curbside residential recycling. We began in the single district, as highlighted in that map, with nearly 700 residents. That was in May of 2011. Nearly a year later, we were able to expand to one additional district. With the Department of Public Works, we now have a bi-monthly pickup schedule, collection schedule, meaning that recycling is picked up every other Wednesday of the month. There's 2 months where we actually get 3 collections versus 2 or twice per week, or like a bi-weekly collection. Within Saskatone, trash is picked up every Monday, Thursday. That was one of the messages that we delivered to the community. We told the community that rather than have the community pay and bury 8 tons of trash every Monday, every Thursday, we want to recycle some of this, because rather than having to pay $30 per ton, the community can get paid $30 per ton. Some of the key impacts of the GRC recycling program, we were able to increase community action, not only get people to think about recycling, knowing what to recycle, what can be recycled, but we were able to give them a tangible resource. We were able to have these blue bins delivered to their home where they could actually save their material. This will build the foundation for a sustainable future. You know, the parents now will be able to, give this message to their kids. The kids will have this resource, and hopefully will carry out throughout the future. They have a better awareness of all environmental programs, clean air, water, maintaining clean waste, or separating it from garbage. Some quick results as an overview. In the 18th month of the program, as of October 2012, our residents have recycled 117 tons of clean glass, metal, paper, and plastic. This is about 6 tons per month. We've done this with 40% participation. It took us a while to get to 40% participation, but with that, we have been able to save 327 metric tons of CO2 equivalent. Working with the EPA waste reduction model, or as referred to as the WARM, this equates to the amount of emissions released from 66 passenger vehicles, or the amount of emissions released from energy usage in 16 homes over the course of 1 year. Initially, as a little bit of background information, it was a little intimidating pulling up this website or URL at the bottom here, looking at all of those figures and different components. It took me a while to actually input the numbers that I had, but it turned out to be pretty easy to use. Some of the future plans for the GRC recycling program include updating our schedule. Many people have requested for an additional bin because they collected so much. We told them, this wasn't possible because, as it is, we have to provide one bin to one resident. Our last meeting with the Department of Public Works director, he had agreed to be able to, maybe as a trial run, go ahead and substitute one trash pickup in the pilot districts that we're working with. We are anticipating that we'll go through at the beginning of the new year, after January 2013. We want to expand to one additional curbside, to one additional district. That would be the Lawson District 1 in the very eastern part of the community. We are also looking at other material. Our full-time recycling coordinator now is working with the schools to implement our printer cartridge recycling program, clothing recycling, and we're thinking about electronics. Some of the lessons learned, we wanted to stay creative, be creative, in order to engage people and get people to recycle their material, separate it, not be too burdened or think that it's a burden to save clean material. The door-to-door outreach is really great. That bumped up our numbers quite a bit. What we could have done was to start small, maybe in a smaller district, and then go bigger. We could have sat down with our key partner, the Public Works, to set a joint goal and expectations, and then be able to celebrate the milestones achieved. Some other funding sources are listed here, which I know we will be hearing about shortly. One key area I wanted to highlight is working with the state, local, and national recycling coalitions, because they do have small grants ranging from $500 to $1,000. That was a good networking resource. And some other ones are listed here as well, seasonal Home Depot and private funding, and finally, tribal budget allocation. Here is the DEQ contact information if you have any other questions. Our address, phone number, my information is here. Rudy Mix, Janet Travis, who's the full-time recycling coordinator. Our emails and extensions are listed there. Thank you.
Thank you, Sky. That was an excellent example of a greenhouse gas mitigation program that has multiple other benefits. And, you know, as you said, the economic savings was the driver for that program. And so thank you for walking us through that program. And I'd also like to highlight that DEQ at Gila River Indian Community is taking an integrated approach. They have climate wrapped into their air quality work, their waste work, and their water work. And while Sky focused on primarily their recycling program, they do have a few other excellent programs that are set to be replicated if other tribes were interested, such as their greenhouse gas inventory, which provides a baseline for greenhouse gases, their LED work, and then the renewable the LEED building work and their renewable energy work. So while not all tribes may have the full range of capacity that Gila River has, there are certainly some excellent lessons learned and resources that you provided us, Sky. And if anyone has more questions for Sky on how she was able to run this program, or how those funding opportunities or some of their communications and outreach strategies worked, please send those questions in, and we will try to answer them at the end of the webcast.